In the name of the one true living God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, Moses was called to lead the Israelites out of Egypt, and he was to speak to them on God's behalf. Yet, he was at a loss about God's name. In the third chapter of the book of Exodus, Moses asked the Lord, "If I come to the people of Israel and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' what shall I say to them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am." And he said, "Say this to the people of Israel, 'I am has sent me to you.'" This is the first time in the Bible that God personally identifies himself by a name. The name literally is "I am who I am." It is most often translated in English as "the Lord." The Hebrew name Yahweh is actually closely tied to a word meaning to be, or being, or living. So God identifies himself with the very existence of life. In the fourth chapter of Genesis, we read that hope for true worship of God begins with Adam's first grandson, Enoch, born of Seth. We read, "Then men began to call upon the name of the Lord." This was many, many years before God called Abram the Hebrew and his descendants became Israel as God's peculiar people. The Holy Spirit guided believers to worship Yahweh as the Creator God. God's faithful servant Job was not a Hebrew, and he lived before Abraham. Yet he trusted and faithfully submitted to the will of the true living God in the face of unimaginable suffering. The first chapter of the book of Job describes his tragic loss of all his belongings and all his children. Yet he fell to the ground and worshipped. He said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Clearly, from the beginning, the Creator God is proclaimed as the cause of all visible and invisible creation and life itself. Moses was told to identify him to God's people as "I am who is I am," the self-existent and the self-sufficient one. The "I am," called the Lord, throughout the Old Testament is clearly the Almighty Sovereign One. Scriptures reveal who he is and what he is like, not only by words, but also by what he does. Moses experienced the marvel of God's amazing wisdom and power in viewing a most unusual scene: a bush on fire, yet remaining intact, not affected by the fire. God used the scene to draw Moses' attention to his name and nature as the Great I Am. His existence is different and separate from creation. It cannot be mixed with the existence of anything he brought into existence. Moses needed to know right away that "I Am" is awesomely holy. He could not draw near even to the earthly sign that reflected his presence. At the burning bush, he received clear instructions for God's people. "Thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, 'The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial name to all generations.'" Brothers and sisters, Moses was very aware that the Egyptians, as well as other peoples had their own deities. They worshipped different gods associated with visible things they adored or feared. They sought their protection from dangers. People developed imaginative ways to either please or appease their gods, hoping to secure what they want from them. The Bible makes clear that the creation is made and sustained by the Lord, the I Am. The creation reflects His glorious and majestic wisdom and power. Every part of creation displays the visible qualities that He brought into existence. The sun, the moon, the stars, earth, water, plants, trees, all animate living creatures. All were created by the Lord, the I Am, as separate and distinct. All reflect something of the power, wisdom, and goodness of the Creator, the I Am. Yet none are party to His own self-existence. Psalm 19 states, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims His handiwork." Psalm 8 begins, "O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is Your name in all the earth. You have set Your glory above the heavens." Moses was to identify God to Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, as the Lord, the God of the Hebrews. Psalm 102 speaks of God's design for all nations, and not only for the Hebrews, to worship the I Am, Yahweh, the Lord. "Nations will fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth will fear Your glory." In the New Testament, the name I Am is rendered in Greek as ego imei, meaning I exist. It is found numerous times and is always identified with Jesus. Jesus repeatedly spoke of Himself as the I Am, who is the bread of life, the light of the world, the gate of the sheep, the good shepherd, the way, truth, and life, the resurrection and life, the true vine. In the book of Revelation, Jesus is identified with the very meaning of the Old Testament Yahweh, I Am. In the first chapter, He addresses Himself to the churches, saying, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty." This is why He is presented as the ruler of kings of the earth. In the beginning, He was, and He continues to be. In the first chapter of John's Gospel, He is identified as the author of all of life. It says, "All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." Jesus, the Son of Mary, who took on Himself our human nature, is the promised Emmanuel, God with us. In the first chapter of Matthew, Joseph was told, "She will bear a son, and you shall call His name Jesus, for He will save His people from their sins." Brothers and sisters, throughout the Old Testament, the invisible, holy, almighty Creator was fully unapproachable by sinful humanity. Yet He took the initiative to show that He cared about His people and intervened to deliver them from slavery and danger. His faithful, godly people were all given to understand that their salvation depended on His work on their behalf. Moses prophesied that this would be fulfilled in a prophet like himself. David was promised divine intervention through one who holds the office of heavenly king over an everlasting kingdom. But long before either Moses or David, God's faithful servant Job realized that God himself would never abandon him to his torments and persecutors. He was always there for him. Job was given a glimpse ahead of God's saving work in Christ on his behalf. In his 19th chapter, he states, "As for me, I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will take his stand on the earth." Hallelujah. The grace of the Savior King, the Messiah of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the full blessing of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, abide with God's people in all nations, at all times, throughout the whole earth, by the message of the blessed gospel. Amen.